Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Demas, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my friend.
How are you doing this afternoon? Are you good?
I'm good, my leader. All is well in both sides.
Lovely. Cannot complain, Pastor. All is good. Thank you so much once again for joining us. Now, you know, the kindest thing that we can do for everyone concerned is to know when to say enough. Self-sacrifice, despite its perceived nobility, can cause profound harm as well. Now, if you've ever flown or you know the instruction to put your mask before helping others, you know, in the airplanes, that's the instruction they give. Yet many of us would rather drown than ensure that we survive first. And so we're going to be talking to the pastor, helping us to understand this phenomenon. Now, Pastor, how important is it to have healthy boundaries, even when it comes to self-sacrifice? Is it still sacrifice, even if there are boundaries?
I would say absolutely yes, my friend. You know, as a pastor, especially we have a lot of churches to attend to, if you're not careful, you can actually neglect your own family, not only yourself, but only your own family, your children, if you have children. And therefore, it's actually a benefit for the church, for the people you help, and in my context, the churches, if I have set boundaries. I'm not only helping myself and my family, protecting, you know, my family, but I'm also protecting the church family. Because if I'm burned out, they don't have a pastor, you know. So, So it's very important to have healthy boundaries. And yes, I would say it is still a sacrifice, even if there are boundaries, because you are, as I mentioned, you're helping yourself and the other person by setting those healthy boundaries, my friend.
Beautiful one. I think those boundaries are absolutely important. There are those who actually, do self-sacrifice and are unable to create boundaries. I mean, you're saying that you're a pastor and you discover that a pastor would go from church to church, weekend to weekend, even the week, midweek board meetings, etc., in other churches. And it goes on and on and on, sacrificing for the work of the Lord because it is our Father's business. Is that still healthy?
Absolutely not. They know they try to help us as our leaders to create that healthy balance and put that healthy boundaries. But it's very difficult, I must confess, you know, because the people need you as the shepherd, and you are only one person, and you can only make so much difference in the district. You know, our context is Cape Conference. You know, I have 7 points that I must serve. And so that's why I try to equip the leaders as much as possible, as of course our elders and the church board, so that they can take the weight. I remember when Moses couldn't bear all these problems and burdens of the children, his father-in-law said, "Listen, what are you doing, Jethro? Get some help," you know. Mm-hmm. And even when the early church was established, the apostles began to have problems where the Greek hidden woman who became a spiritual Jews, they complained. They have been neglected by the Jews. And of course, the first 12 deacons was then established just to help the men of God carrying that burden, and to help them even in setting those healthy boundaries for themselves, you know. So I would say absolutely it's important to still make the sacrifice while setting boundaries, if it makes sense.
Yeah, it does definitely make sense. But it's very, very important. And I actually remember that account of Jethro telling his son-in-law, and I think it's quite important. Thank you for that, example. Now, is it possible to love the community but so much more than oneself? I mean, like Moses, because he really loved his people and he wanted to make sure that things are going well. It is from that love that flowed from his heart that he literally had to give of himself to the community. Is it possible to actually love the community to that extent that somebody must remind you that, oh, wait, take it easy?
You know, it's very interesting what you are saying, because in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39, Jesus declares, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Where you comes in, when you ask me now about the community, love your neighbor as yourself. You know, this dual commandment, I believe, underscores the importance of love in both first vertical toward God, as the commandment first says, love God first, and of course horizontal towards other people. That refers to relationships, that refers to the community. So I would say the power of love, my friend, in community is not only theoretical, but is meant to be lived out in practical ways. You know, the New Testament provides numerous examples and exhortations for believers, you know, to express love through service, you know, through hospitality, and of course, through mutual support. And then, of course, when you read Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, it further instructs us to carry one another's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. This call, I would want to say that, therefore, my friend, to bear each other's burdens reflects now for us the sacrificial nature of love that strengthens and sustains the community. You know, so that we talk about we are referring to the agape love here. It is actually more important than phileo and storge and eros love, you know. Talking about self-sacrificing love, self-sacrificing love here.
Right. Now, does then self-sacrifice have to be a bit difficult, tough, or painful? Or is it supposed to be a pure pleasure? I mean, but Jethro, I'm going to keep it. I love the example you made about Jethro. Jethro was watching from the sideways, and it looks like he's the one who felt the difficulty, the struggle. But it looks like Moses was doing well.
You know, I'm thinking about Paul now. When Paul says, I die daily. And then in Galatians 2, verse 20, one of my favorite verses, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So I would say, my friend, this dying to yourself is a very profound concept in the context of Christian spirituality that, of course, involves self-sacrifice and, you know, prioritizing God's will over personal desires, you know. So I believe this principle is very deeply rooted in biblical teachings. If you are a Christian, because it invites believers to embrace humility first, surrender your own will, and then, of course, that change that will come, the transformation that will come, you know. So this guide, my friend, explores for us the biblical truth behind self-sacrifice. And it further offers practical insights on how to live out this transformative principle of self-sacrifice. And so self-sacrifice is not just a theoretical concept, but I believe a practical call to action in our everyday life. If it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Now, how can we know that we've overstretched and need to say no to a request? Because it does sound like, you know, people like Moses were not aware that, listen, I'm overstretched here. So he was blissfully unaware, and he was going on and helping people until someone else, his father-in-law, said, listen, bro, you're going to overstretch yourself here. So how can we know? Because some of us may not have a Jethro in our lives. How do we know that we are overstretched then and need to say no to some things?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you are overcommitted, you inevitably deplete your time, your energy, and of course your money. And so you are exhausted, you are overworked, or you are burned out. You will know. And the second thing I might say is, sometimes you don't have time, you don't have energy or even money for the things that matter most. Because when you are so all over the place, you're spending money, you're wasting time. And thirdly, I believe the quality of your work, you know, will deteriorate. You know, you will, because you don't have the energy to take on all these tasks. Fourthly, I believe you will begin to feel unfulfilled. You don't feel like, in my case, this is not a normal profession. This is a calling. And if I don't look after myself and say no to certain requests, I will begin to feel unfulfilled because I'm unhappy, I'm tired, I'm frustrated. And I think you regularly feel angry or resentful when you are overstretched. And that comes as a result of also of burnout. And number six, I would say your health, your physical and your emotional side of your being will suffer. And in my case, if I'm a pastor, even the spiritual side will suffer if I'm not careful when it comes to setting boundaries. Yes.
So which means that there's no way of knowing beforehand that I'm overstressed. I'll first have to bend my fingers. Then I will know that, ooh, it looks like I've overstressed myself.
You will know. Absolutely. Sometimes we try to ignore the signs that we are overstressed. But I believe your body, if you can keep on ignoring it, your body will talk hard to you on a you will have to bear the consequences on a very sort of hard way, if I can put it like that.
Now what are the dangers, as we conclude our discussion, what are the dangers of not having boundaries?
Oh my friend, I think to add to what I just said, I think negative emotions will come to the fore. You know, when you don't have boundaries, it can cause you anxiety. You know, you're overwhelmed, you are frustrated. You can even experience resentment and of course many other forms of emotional distress. So it means, number one, it can harm your mental health. And secondly, I would like to say overcommitment and a sense of time poverty is one of the signals, I can put it like that, that you will experience, because you often feel that you have too many things to do and not even enough time to do them. And that, of course, will also then leads to other challenges that you might face, you know. Sometimes you can also experience exhaustion, as I mentioned earlier, burnout, overwork, or people are workaholics, as you know. Don't set clear boundaries. They struggle to say no, as we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And they take on sometimes excessive responsibilities, and because they feel pressured to always be available, always to say yes. And I would also mention maybe something about numbing behaviors. It's about you that are falling into the habit of escaping from your thoughts and feelings by doing other things, like, you know, binge watching, you know, you just stop recklessly, or you're eating, you know, mindlessly. That is certain behaviors that you are adopting because of not setting those clear boundaries. And then I would also say maybe difficulty making decisions. You know, if you're so focused on meeting other people's needs, how can you decide what's best for you? You know, much less, how do you know how to prioritize the things that are important in your life? And maybe lastly, I would say you will eventually have a lower self-esteem. So without boundaries, you may place others' needs over your own, and that will eventually lead to feelings of being undervalued, because you are constantly just not looking at yourself. You're just giving the whole time to other people. But as we mentioned again and again, you need to set those a very important, healthy, balanced boundaries.
Beautiful.
Thank you, my friend.
Beautiful. Pastor Demas, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lovely.
God bless.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.